Good Monday morning. Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Graddick, your host. We are delighted to be with you this morning. Thank you for listening. Brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. Well, we skipped a year. Don't know why. But Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock is back in the building. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, we somehow 2024 got by us. But we last did the program in 2023. And, of course, we kind of timed the program because of the Fentanyl Awareness Summit coming up this year, March 6th, City Station, 2115 Maple Street, if you have to put in your GPS or something, whatever. And the fentanylstopshere.com is the website. And of course, you'll be speaking there, as always. We want to basically get an update primarily right now on Carroll County numbers, just to kind of set the stage. We mentioned this 2 years ago. Fentanyl is 100 times more powerful than morphine and 50 times stronger than heroin. About 120,000 Americans or so are killed by opioids every year, and 70% of that is fentanyl. And mainly, fentanyl mainly causes the deaths of 18 to 45-year-olds. So go ahead and bring us up to date. What are the numbers, the fentanyl numbers for Carroll County in 2024?
Okay, Steve. The 2023 numbers are finally all in, so I can start there. Then okay. I'll bring you up to where we're at with 24.
Yeah, because we want to know if they're going up or down.
Down, right. Yes, sir. In 2023, we had a total of 45 confirmed overdose deaths. Out of those 45, 29 were fentanyl-related drug deaths, which comes out to be 64% of our drug-related deaths related to fentanyl there for 2023. And as you said, the average age was 43 years old for 2023. 2024, we're still got some out, but right now we've drug deaths are down. We're at 26 drug deaths, and out of those 26, 15 are fentanyl related, which would be 58% of a drug related death related to fentanyl there. Still got 17 cases pending with the ME, as you can imagine there.
Now, what does that mean when you say 70 cases pending?
That went to the GBI for autopsy, so we're waiting on those results to come back.
So that'll give us the actual true final numbers.
Numbers, correct, but it'll probably be late towards the end of this year before we have those numbers. They're running about 6 months behind.
6 months?
Yes.
It keeps getting longer.
It does, yes.
Why? And
due to staffing issues, they're back to full staff with MEs, which should hopefully speed things up, but they're just behind with the volume of casework that they've had. And this year, they were shut down for a whole week with that last snowstorm that came through, so that really threw a wrench in things because they weren't in office.
It used to be 2 or 3 weeks.
It used to be, when I started, it was 3 months.
Okay, I thought it was 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's just progressed greatly on that. So that's where we're at for 2024 with the fentanyl deaths there. So it is down by some, which is encouraging from 2023.
I think we immediately, when you give numbers like that, we have to mention Narcan. Correct. Tell us about your understanding of that, and how do you think it's impacted in a positive way, the fentanyl crisis?
Yes, I think Narcan, from what I understand on the way it works, it reverses the overdose death. And as you've seen at the Fentanyl Summit, the videos of law enforcement and first responders using it, I think it's had a huge impact on the deaths, the overdose deaths in the county, along with the awareness that's been brought about and the the task force, the job that they're doing on the streets.
Mm-hmm. So really, without that, there's no telling what the numbers would have been.
Correct. Yes. EMS and first responders, those guys, I'm sure they keep a tally of how many they Narcan. That would be the tale of how the numbers have dropped.
We mentioned the MEs, medical examiners, and 6 months behind, but so they do they do an autopsy. So is every drug-related case sent to the medical examiner?
Yes, sir. It's okay. Automatic autopsy on all drug-related cases unless they have started if the patient has worked to the emergency room. And in the ER, the emergency room is able to draw admission blood prior to the death. Then the ME will just require us to send in the blood for testing and medical records, and then they will not do a full autopsy. But those are sort of rare cases.
How hard is it to tell whether or not it was drug related, or how or what drugs, if any, were involved?
You know, we rely on, you know, the scene, investigation of the scene is the first tip that sort of tells us, you know, if you got drug paraphernalia and things there, then obviously that's where, you know, we start looking at. And then ultimately we look at their medical history. And if we see previous overdoses in medical history, then that supports things. So then we report it to the ME, and then it's ultimately their final decision whether to bring the body in for an autopsy. But if it's, we're gearing it towards drug related, they're going to bring it in.
We'll talk about this toward the last segment, but you have to deal with the families.
Correct.
And if there's a delay in finding out exactly what happened, I mean, isn't that hard on the families?
It's very hard on the families, yes, sir.
I mean, if there's a six-month delay, they don't know. They didn't know their loved one was, you know, involved in drugs.
Correct, yes. It's very straining on the family. And, I mean, it's not that the ME wishes to drag it out that long, but, I mean, we've got cases now that are approaching the six-month period.
But, I mean, that does have to be horrific if you're not suspecting anything with your family member, and then you get a call from ER, and you go down there, and you go, what in the world happened?
Right.
That's got to be awful. I saw a report that a guy in Douglas County was arrested with 2.2 pounds of fentanyl. And they said in the story that that was enough to kill 500,000 people and everybody in West Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound reasonable to you?
Yes, sir, it does. That is
true. That's terrifying.
Because what have I got here? Two milligrams of fentanyl is equal to like 10 to 15 grains of table salt, and that's a lethal dose. So you could.
But fentanyl, like morphine, it's an effective painkiller for those with serious illnesses.
Correct, yes. I believe it was Dr. Draper, one of the Tanner ER physicians who spoke at the Fentanyl Summit. He brought out a good point one year when he spoke that, you know, fentanyl is not a bad drug. It's a good drug when it's used for what it was designed to be used for.
Well, I looked up and it says between October 23rd to September 24th, October of 2023 to September 2024, U.S. border agents seized 43 pounds of fentanyl at the northern border, but they seized 21,000 pounds at the southern border. And, you know, and that's what they seized. So this guy in Douglas County had 2.2 pounds. Just amazing. So I guess the good news is now, so that shows the percentage that comes across the southern border. Good news is now that hopefully the tariffs that go into effect tonight and shutting down the border will see some positive results. So I guess when we come back in a year, we'll find out if shutting down the southern border. It would seem logical and common sense that if you do, and we'll see what the tariffs do.
Right, the rates will go down.
But do you have any more details? We mentioned starting out about the Fentanyl Awareness Summit, March 6th. I guess the format will be pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same.
It's been well attended for
a
couple of years.
Absolutely. It's a great, and I would encourage anyone in the community that just wants to get more education on it to look at that website, thefentanylstopshere.com, or even attend the summit. You don't have to attend for the entire day.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about other drug-related issues with Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock. But first, these words.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I've got Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock in studio. We've been talking about fentanyl and the Fentanyl Awareness Summit coming up March 6th at City Station on Maple Street. Fentanyl, of course, has dominated headlines now for a couple of years. But give us some other drug numbers, if you will, because it seems like drugs, whether it's meth or heroin or whatever, they kind of rise and fall in terms of popularity, if that's the right word.
Right, Steve. And I'll just go over some of the drug deaths that we saw in 2023 since all those numbers are in for us. And when we talk about like these fentanyl drug-related deaths, it's just not straight fentanyl took these lives. It's a combination of drugs.
Really?
Mainly, yes. So, and some of them can be one or two mixed drugs, but I mean, we saw a lot of meth, just straight meth drugs last year, or in 2023 on that. And then you've got fentanyl along with xylazine. I know we've talked about xylazine here before, and that's the tranquilizer that's used on animals.
I still can't get over it.
Right.
Yeah, when
yeah,
you tell me that.
That they use that to cut into the drug because it's cheaper, and so they make more profit, but it's taking, you know, the lives, and it's not an opioid base, so Narcan doesn't work on that. But fentanyl, the meth, the xylazine, fentanyl, meth, cocaine, xylazine, it's just like a cocktail mixture of different drugs there. Fentanyl and mitragynine that I mentioned to you earlier, just talking, which is kratom, which is a substance, synthetic opioid that you can purchase at gas stations. You can find it there in liquid form, pill form, powder form. We've seen a lot of those.
Whoa. You've just said that I can go down to the convenience store and buy an opioid?
The Kratom, yes.
Kratom?
Yes, sir.
So that's when I get my Twinkie and my Coca-Cola and I ask for Kratom?
It's there generally at the round-the-counter area, yes, sir.
What kind of effect or what kind of results can it bring?
It's similar to all the other opioids on that. It bring you on that happy, good feeling and all. And then ultimately it can suppress your system if you take too much and cause respiratory distress, which would lead to cardiac arrest.
I don't really know what a follow-up question is to that.
Right, yeah. And that's something that, you know, legislators are aware of and all that needs to be regulated on it.
What's more of the chemical substance? What is it? Is it, with fentanyl, we're told that the Communist Chinese send the ingredients over to mm-hmm. the cartels who manufacture it. Of course, now they're fortunately declared a domestic mm-hmm. terrorist organization. But what kind of chemical is making it? What's it called? Cardine?
Kratom.
Kratom.
Kratom, yeah.
Kratom.
Yeah.
And, well, what's it composed of? You don't know? I don't know.
I would, just based off what I've read on being an opioid, it'd be more like, I guess, your oxys and hydrocodones, those type.
But all those are prescription.
Right. But this.
But Kratom's not.
Right.
So how's it packaged? Is it like got?
I've seen it in the liquid little bottles that comes in like those 5-hour energy drinks. It comes in liquid that way. It comes in a pill form.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then powder, straight powder.
Yeah, it's
very interesting. But it's come on strong, and that's one thing. Like the medical examiner when they're toxicology test shows positive for the mitragynine, well, they need a quantitative measure, then they have to send that off, so there's another delay in getting reports back.
Is it cheap? Don't know.
I have no idea. Never purchased any.
Wow.
But I would say probably so. But next time you're in the gas station, look for it.
Yeah, I'll ask for some and see what they say. And now tell me the name of it again.
Kratom.
Kratom. Mm-hmm. Give me a little Kratom.
Kratom.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a little Kratom. Got $5 worth of gas and some Kratom.
Kratom. Right. So you've had meth, fentanyl, xylazine, tramadol. I mean, it's just mixed cocktails of drugs that are out there.
Well, jump on that, because when you mix drugs, I mean, and you use the word cocktail, mm-hmm. I mean, that's incredibly serious.
It is.
Because now you're in a 5-10 times potency and comas and all kinds of ramifications. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the word cocktail is a very serious word.
It is. And, that, and you know, that's how most of those deaths are signed out, is the toxic effects of, and it lists every one of those drugs that is found in the system, because they all played a role or part in causing the death.
And all that's done by blood tests, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
And then, you know, we did methamphetamine, methadone. That was a mixture that we saw.
Let's hold off on meth. Meth used to be the number one go-to.
Right.
What's it now? How's it doing on the top 10 list?
I would say for us in Carroll County, it came back in number two.
It's still number two?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hmm. You know, you see people who have been on meth for so long and they've lost all their teeth. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really sad.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is heroin on the list?
Heroin, you know, I think I don't have a list of just going through here. We had fentanyl, morphine. You know, I don't see heroin listed in any of my...
Okay, because it used to be listed.
Usually, right, it would be.
Okay. Tell me about, we talk about meth and these others. What are some of the, when you go to a crime site or whatever, is there one kind of symptom or activity that kind of denotes a particular drug over another? In other words, do some of these drugs lend more to violence? Do some of them lend more to, or are they all just?
Yeah, not that I've seen that, you know, towards violence or anything like that. Normally, what we look at, of course, would be the scene. And if they, you know, unfortunately got some of the fentanyl and they're there, then it's pretty immediate. And so you're going to find your needles, you're going to find your spoons, your, you know, aluminum foil, the items, the paraphernalia that they use to use the drug with, you're going to find that there. Perhaps if their buddies have cleaned it up, then we rely on what the body tells us, and there's certain things that we look for there.
Okay. Let's take a break. We're going to come back more and talk about the life and work of a local coroner, with Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
All right, welcome back to the Community Voice. We're learning a lot. We've got Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock in studio. Fentanyl Awareness Summit coming up March 6th at City Station. And Maple Street. So hopefully everybody can be able to attend there. We start out talking about fentanyl in segment one. Then we came in talking about Creighton at your local convenience store and during segment two. So I want to kind of go back to, you know, it kind of hit me when we were talking about the family. And usually you have, you know, a crime scene, you know, law enforcement's there, EMS, et cetera, you know, West Georgia Ambulance, fire department, local law enforcement, and then they call the coroner. Is that how it works?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and so you get up at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. to go to this crime scene. So far, I'm on target, right?
Yes, sir, you're on target.
And when you arrive, what do you normally find? I mean, you got all the lights going. You've got, I assume, family members who are screaming. And I mean, it's a horrific situation because when you get there, everything's been amped up to the max.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yeah. And you're right. And each scene is different, you know, on how families, you know, responding. And depending on the type of incident it is, you know, also weighs on the response of the family. But once I get there, I find whichever agency it is, I find who the officer in charge of the scene is. And that's where I'll begin. My duty is talking with him, sort of getting what we're looking at, and then we proceed with investigation there.
I think you said the average age of the fentanyl deaths was around 45.
Correct, 43, 45.
And I assume they're mainly males?
Mm-hmm.
Are they all males? Or
not all males, no.
Really? And the thing that's weird about the whole thing is they will tell you that that high is like any other high they've ever experienced.
Yeah, those testimonies is unbelievable to hear that are played at the Fentanyl Awareness Summit on, you know, why they will do it again. You know, that one that said that he would do it all over again because the high was worth it. And I don't understand that, not been in those shoes, but definitely grateful for a community that cares about these individuals and is bringing forth the awareness and the providing the help and the resources to try to get them off these drugs.
I guess there's nothing more horrible than in those situations when you've got some young kids running around.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
You know, goes back to Sammy Eady. He mm-hmm. trained me. He said, you've got a job to do. You go in there and you look at that job, do it, and then you leave it. You don't take it home with you. And yet it is hard when you see families that's been destroyed and the lives turned upside down and those little ones there that won't never get to know their dad or mom there. It's gut-wrenching, but you do have to just block that. And
do you lose sleep over it?
No, I don't take it home with me.
You don't?
I don't.
Now, Sammy was coroner, legendary coroner for what, 17 years?
28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, he knew,
right?
And he was beloved and reelected. I think you were first elected, what, 2016?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So your terms are every 4 years.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And I think the only person who votes against you is your wife.
Wife, that's correct.
That's a pretty good record right there. Oh, boy. Well, how many deputy coroners do you have?
I have three deputies still.
Who are they? Give me some names.
Ed Baskin, who was Sammy's chief deputy. He's still in the same position with me. He's been doing it for 20-plus years. And then Buddy Lambert and Stephen Stapleton.
Buddy Lambert's a deputy? Mm-hmm. Really? I didn't know that he was doing that.
He was with Sammy as well.
Yeah, I knew he was with Sammy, but I didn't know he was. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's still doing it. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy. What kind of personality and what kind of makeup does it take to be a coroner? I mean, because we talk, you know, radio, we're on the radio 24/7.
Right.
Well, our 24/7 is not your 24/7.
Correct. It does. You know, you got to be willing to make the sacrifice. I mean, you never know when that phone's going to ring and the hours that you're going to be up and how long you're going to be up for on that. And then I think you got to have, a desire to help people, sort of a servant's heart out there on it. While we've got a job to do, and it can be tough at times, and there's decisions and things that we have to be involved in that's not easy, and it's going to affect families and the way things are, you know, looked at and decided, and you got to be able to take a little heat, because and I get it, I don't take it personal, you know, it's they're in a state of anger, and I'm unfortunately the last guy they're talking to standing there, and I don't rather not be there on some of them talking to them, you know, on it. But for the most part, you know, all the families are good to work for in our county.
Tell us what you've seen in the last 8 years, I guess it's been, in terms of Carroll County. Are we seeing overall a move toward being more metro-like with more drugs, more disarray? Are things becoming a little more unsettled in Carroll County as it seems like Metro wants to move out this way?
You know, we are having a lot of growth, but from my perspective, you know, I only see it when a death occurs, you know, on that. So I would say no, I'd say we're fine. Now, law enforcement may have other words on that because they deal with it more on a daily basis than what I would, but you know, with growth, there's going to come problems. There's going to come more deaths, probably more drugs, especially on the I-20 corridor, Villarica, Temple area, in that areas. But I think Carroll County's still the best place to raise a family.
Let's wrap it up. But let's wrap it up by going back to the beginning for somebody who's tuning in late. Tell us the latest, most accurate fentanyl numbers you have.
Okay, for 2024 deaths, and still have 17 cases pending, we're right at 58% drug-related deaths is related to fentanyl, which was 15 confirmed fentanyl-related deaths, with a total of 26 drug-related deaths total for 2024. 2023, we had the 45 confirmed overdose deaths, 29 fentanyl related, which is a 64% fentanyl.
So we really don't know because the 17th haven't been determined yet.
Correct.
As to whether or not, whether or not we're really up or down. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we want to thank Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock for coming in this morning and, appreciate all you do and your work, and God bless and thank you for what you do. Again, we want to remind everybody about the Fentanyl Awareness Summit, March 6th, City Station on Maple Street. Website is fentanylstopshere.com. So with that said, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Tanner Health System, Oak Mountain Academy. You've been listening to the Community Voice. Go out and make it a great day. You're in tune to WLBB Carrollton.